Our first reading is an excerpt from Anne Lamott's book, Bird by Bird. But how, my students ask, how do you actually do it? You sit down, I say. You try to sit down at approximately the same time every day. This is how you train your unconscious to kick in for you creatively. So you sit down at, say, 9 every morning or 10 every night. You put a piece of paper in the typewriter, or you turn on your computer and bring up the right file, and then you stare at it for an hour or so. You begin rocking, just a little at first. You look at the ceiling and over at the clock, yawn, and stare at the paper again. Then, with your fingers poised on the keyboard, you squint at an image that is forming in your mind, a scene, a locale, a character, whatever, and you try to quiet your mind so you can hear what the landscape or character has to say above the other voices in your mind. The other voices are banshees and drunken monkeys. They're the voices of anxiety, judgment, doom, and guilt. Also, severe hypochondria. There may be a nurse ratchet, like listing of things that must be done right this moment. Foods that must come out of the freezer, appointments that must be canceled or made, hairs that must be tweezed. But you hold an imaginary gun to your head and make yourself stay at that desk. There's a vague pain at the base of your neck. It crosses your mind that you have meningitis. Then the phone rings and you look up at the ceiling with fury, summon every ounce of noblesse oblige, and answer the call politely, with maybe just the merest hint of irritation. The caller asks if you're working, and you say yeah, because you are. Yet somehow, in the face of all this, you clear a space for the writing voice, hacking away at the others with machetes, and you begin to compose sentences. You begin to string words together like beads to tell a story. You are desperate to communicate, to edify or entertain, to preserve moments of grace or joy or transcendence, to make real or imagined events come alive. But you cannot will this to happen. It is a matter of persistence and faith and hard work. So you might as well just go ahead and get started. The second reading is an anecdote about Sinclair Lewis from John Brain's book, Writing a Novel. Once, the late Sinclair Lewis arrived in Harvard, drunk as usual. Alcoholism is our main occupational disease, to talk about writing. Hands up, all those who want to be writers, he yelled. Everyone's hands went up. Then why the hell aren't you at home writing, he asked, and staggered off the platform.